extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And now it's time for breakfast food.
I was premature, I was excited.
But yeah, welcome.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. As Polly Hill was just saying, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Sam Lowe. I am a food and beverage creative. I've worked in the coffee industry for the last 12 years, and I've got a deep passion for food, specifically Chinese gastronomy, and I've applied what I've learned in the coffee industry into the food world as well.
Mm. All right, how did you fall in love with the food world? When did that all start for you?
I think maybe in the last kind of recent, maybe like the last 6 years, where I think I was just trying to find that kind of connection back to my cultural heritage. And food was like the best way to communicate with my parents and family, but also find that a deeper identity of myself.
I'm curious how what you've learned in like the coffee world, how does that tie into what you've learned in food?
100%. And it's, I guess it's the fact that I've worked with one singular ingredient for the last 12 years. And within food, there's so many ingredients. So applying that science and understanding to anything, like, for example, rice. So I guess having that kind of approach and mentality, whether it be varietal or utilizing its benefits to maximize its flavor potential, that's kind of the way that I've kind of combined those two industries together.
Wow.
So cool. What's your favorite food? Like, if you could pick one thing to eat for the rest of your life.
Oh, it's hard to get past dumplings.
Yeah, that's real true.
Yum.
Yeah, that's real true. Dumplings are great.
Yeah, yum cha and dim sum. Mm.
You've brought in a recipe or a type of food to share with the listeners. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Today I want to talk about congee, which is a savory rice porridge. I don't know if you guys have had it before.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Okay, so it's served in all Cantonese restaurants, usually at yum cha. It's in a giant bucket in a yum cha trolley. But it is a very humble dish. It's got about a 3,000-year-old tradition, originated from India, and all Asian countries have a version of this rice porridge. And essentially, it's taking 1 cup of rice to 1 to 12 ratio to either water or stock. And it's making like kind of quite a peasant dish, but it's extending the life of rice. So 1 cup of rice cooked that way could serve 4 to 5 people. So it stems from scarcity of ingredients and being able to use it in this method. It's able to highlight the rice flavor, but also prolong more usability.
I love that. I love the context. We don't have any food like that that's got cool context.
Not really. Is this something that you make at home? Is it easy to do?
Yeah, 100%. It's literally just a cup of rice and 12 cups of water. So you just boil it until it disintegrates into a thick slurry. It's essentially a gruel. It'll take about 30 minutes to cook, but how you traditionally serve it is with flavorful ingredients. So either pickles or egg or pork floss, lots of toppings to add more interesting flavor and texture to that dish as well.
Do you have a favorite topping that you would put with it?
This one's a bit weird, but it's century egg. I don't know if you've had that before.
No, I haven't had that either.
So it's either using duck eggs or chicken eggs that has been kind of preserved in salt, clay, or I don't know, and wood chips essentially, and it's fermented for about 6 to 10 months, and it develops like this black egg, and it has this like deep, rich umami flavor, and it's kind of like similar to like a pate or something with that kind of like lengthy, strong flavor profile. That or like fried bread.
Ooh, yum. Yeah. Now you have a pop-up coming up soon.
Yes.
Do you want to chat a little bit about that?
Yes. So on the 30th of May, a Sunday morning, I'll be serving an elevated version of congee at a pop-up that is...
Elevated congee.
Elevated congee at a pop-up. It will be called Congee and Coffee, my two favorite things.
Amazing.
It will be held at Open on K Road, so 553 K Road. Beautiful cafe, amazing coffee is being served there as well. So
shout out Christy from Open.
Yes, from 9 a.m.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Sam. Pleasure to talk to you and learn all about congee. And yeah, looking forward to checking out the pop-up.
Thank you.
Awesome. Do you want to hit that sting? Yes, that
food
one.
For thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And speaking